Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Warden. Last week, Paul talked about spiritual circumcision. Today, Paul will be talking about blessed to be blessed. Let's join Paul now for his teaching, blessed to be blessed.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Warden, and I would like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. And today we're going to continue our discussion and our talk on having the spiritual vision and a spiritual dream that is strictly given to us by God. Last time we were talking, we talked about Abraham, how God made a covenant with Abraham and made a promise with Abraham. And where we talked about God had him do a circumcision with him to cut away the flesh. Well, this circumcision that he's talking about for us today is to cut away the simple, lustful desires of the world from our heart. And now today I want to talk to you a little bit more about blessed, how we are blessed to bless others. The covenant promise made by God to Abraham are not for everyone. They are only for those who have entered into the blood covenant with Jesus Christ by accepting his sacrifice for their sin. It is for those who have allowed God to circumcise their heart and who bear the marks of change upon their lives. And I was saying the circumcision of the heart is cutting away the sinful nature of man. The promises are for those who obey God's directives or step out by faith and claim his promises. What is the covenant of Abraham, of which we are heirs? They are promises that will enable us, like Israel, to reach our spiritual destiny. In Genesis 12, 1 through 7, God promised Abraham that he would give him a land, make him a great nation, make his name great, bless him, and make him a blessing to others. God also promised to bless those who blessed him and curse those who cursed him. How does this apply to your life? God has promised to bless those who bless you and to curse those who curse you. When people rise up against you, you won't need to defend yourself. God will deal with your enemies because you are walking and the provisions of this covenant. God has a spiritual land, a divine destiny for you. He has a specific plan for you and an expected end. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God knows our end. God knows what he has in store for us, and he has great thoughts towards you because he has promised us so many things if we just trust him. God wants to bless you so that through you, the nations, which is the families of the earth, will be blessed. You are blessed in order to be a blessing. You can read in Genesis 13:15 through 17, where God promised Abraham that the land is inherited from God, would be his forever, and that he would pass this blessing onto his seed. And his seed is us. Those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior makes us a seed of Abraham. And being a seed of Abraham, we are partakers of Abraham's blessing. While this has a specific application to the nation of Israel, like I said, it also applies to believers today, which is you and I. The inheritance God has given you is eternal, without end, no exclusions, No disclaimer. Had Israel really comprehended the meaning of this covenant, they would never have turned back from the entering the promised land. God also promised Abraham that his heirs, which is us, would be the earth's dust. Even if you are barren and without natural children, God wants to birth through you a spiritual seed that will reproduce throughout the nation. God declares over you, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth in singing, and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Spare not. Lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stake, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, which is us, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Like Israel, God has blessed you so that you can bless a lost and dying world. What are you doing today to bless others? Is your life impacting the nations? Are you looking for ways to bless people? The biggest thing we could do to bless people is how we've been blessed by the gift of salvation. We can bless other people with the same blessing. We can tell the people that they need to accept Christ as their personal Savior, where they too will have a blessing of eternal life. We need to share this blessing. It could be a blessing where you could do a simple thing, a simple task to bless others. It could be something major. It could be just something just where you pray for someone, or just talk to someone, or to comfort someone. Or it could be where you give to some ministry that it can reach out and touch other people and lead them to Christ. It could be just praying for someone that God will help them. We need to be a blessing for Christ. We need to enrich and to feed and to trust God for this vision and this promise that God has given to each and every one of us. Let's have a word of prayer. Blessed Heavenly Father, how we thank you for this time that we could be together and to share your word and to share the promises that you have given to Abraham and that you have given to us. Father, I pray that you will put in our hearts that you will give us a burden and give us this dream and give us this vision to bless others with the blessings that you have given us. Father, the blessings that you have given us are not ours just to keep and to be selfish of, but our blessings that we need to share and to bless others. Father, I pray that you will help us to be a blessing to this lost and dying world. Father, use us and to help us. And Father, make this dream and make this spiritual reality that we can help others and be a blessing to others as you are to us. Father, we thank you for this time. And I pray that you will bless this word, that you will bless this, that will help others to where they can learn and know how to be a blessing to other people. Father, we thank you for this. In Jesus' wonderful, precious, mighty, holy name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Blessed to be Blessed. Join Paul next week as he talks about no small thinking. All material was furnished by Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you. If you enjoy Paul's teachings, you can write or email us. Our email address is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington, 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.